Hello.
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 Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go.
Hello
there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Solidly Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
All right, on this week, we have decided to talk about some basketball, relates back to family, and basically some shoes that went on auction and sold for a record $8 million. At auction. And so we are talking about none other than the GOAT himself, Michael Jordan. You know, some people debate that and say that there's someone else who thinks that they should be the GOAT. But
It just depends on the person who.
That's right.
Yeah.
But who I think the greatest of all time is MJ.
Yeah.
But this article was on actually NBCnews.com. Once again, the source of this topic would be NBCnews.com, and it's Michael Jordan Championship Sneakers net a record $8 million at auction. All right, so before we actually even jump into that, though, a fun fact, or not so fun fact, is that Michael Jordan actually got cut from his high school basketball team.
That's right.
Did you know that?
I knew that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So for people who didn't know that, we're talking about a guy who never gave up and pursued his dream of being the greatest of all time. And that just goes to show us that if we put our mind to it, we can do anything that our mind and heart's desire leads us to. And so what I wanted to kind of tie in, for those of you who don't know, I've been a youth basketball coach for, 20 to 25 years now. And we are currently smack dab in the middle of basketball season as we speak and as of this actual taping.
Right.
We're only about halfway through the season, and so wanted to give the people a quick update on that also. So for our teams, we actually coach two teams. I guess we're glutton for punishment. All right, so two teams is what we do, and we practice 2 days a week, and then we have games on Saturdays, and it's me and another guy, and me and that guy, we've been coaching together probably since like 05 or 06, somewhere along in there.
You coached with someone else a couple times.
Yeah, just a couple times, but then after that, it was that guy. So this year, though, let's get an update on our records, though. So for our 79-year-old team, so we do a 79-year-old and a 10 to 12, a 10 to 13. And for our 79-year-old team, they are, I think, 2 and 4 or something like that. And then the 10 to 13-year-old team, they've only lost one game. And I think they're 5 or 4-1, something like that. Somewhere along there, but I know they've only lost one game. But first, I wanted to kind of mention with the 7 to 9 year olds, I know you haven't been to any of those games, but those kids, how do I put this? Their skill level has increased by a whole lot just in those 4 or 5 weeks. Because on our last game, which was just a couple days ago, they actually beat a team 24-2, right? So the other team only scored 2 points. 2 points. And before that, though, our problem was scoring. So we focused in on that during the last 2 weeks of practice, trying to get the kids better at shooting. And that has succeeded, because 24 points for 79-year-olds, that's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And the referees have tightened up on the calling of traveling, fouls, and stuff like that,
okay,
too.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good for them.
They're doing
more.
Better. Mm-hmm. So it's teaching them the actual skills of basketball.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So now, for the 10 to 13-year-old team, that is the team that our godson plays on.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they are 4-1 mm-hmm. or 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to kind of mention about them is they are a shorter team.
In height.
In height, mm-hmm. correct. I mean, they are some, I mean, they
skilled
players, but
mm-hmm.
short.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem that we have with them is rebounding, and how we overcome that is what's called boxing out.
Mm-hmm.
So we work on that in practice. We teach them, hey, how to get somebody off of the block or whatever, and then they will have to jump over your back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the team that they lost to, the only team that they lost to,
they beat
on Saturday. And they beat them 31-23, I think it was. And when they lost to them, they only lost to them by 3 points, I think
mm-hmm,
it was.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't do bad, right? But what I wanted to talk about, I don't know whether we could actually get to this one right here. We might have to wait until next week to actually do that one.
Right.
But let's talk about how nowadays, kids are, I guess, being given a false sense
of
reality. Correct. Or accomplishment, mm-hmm. however you want to call it. So it's now to the place where everybody gets a participation trophy,
mm-hmm.
right? That's society.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was growing up, I don't remember everybody getting a participation trophy. I think that's some new age, new generation type stuff.
And it's not good.
And it's not good because when they get out into the real world,
they're not going to be given anything.
Correct. Yes, they have to work hard
mm-hmm.
to get what they accomplish,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody on these jobs are going to just give them anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, and life isn't fair, I guess you could say. Some people are favored on these jobs, if you will, and it's not about, hey, let's sit around, let's sing kumbaya, and, you know, everybody's great. That's not reality.
No, it's not real.
You know, so
everybody's not great at everything.
Yes, correct. And I'm not saying that. I think I do remember when I was growing up and I was playing youth sports, we all might have gotten a certificate or something like that,
mm-hmm.
but everybody didn't get a trophy.
Exactly.
Not that I remember. I mean, you had the most valuable player,
mm-hmm.
The most improved player,
right.
maybe the best offensive player, mm-hmm. best defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like I said, if I remember right, everybody else got a certificate, you know, just saying, hey, thank you. Yes,
mm-hmm.
for participating, but
right.
everybody didn't get a trophy. Nowadays, and I've been doing this a while, and I'm speaking out about it because it is ruining society,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. You can't. Everybody's not equal, no matter how much you say. I mean, in the sight of God,
mm-hmm.
we are all equal.
Right.
Right? But in life,
we all have different gifts.
Yes. That's a great example, a great analogy right there. So you might not be the best at basketball.
But you are the best at something.
At something. Everybody has a gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a whole team,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right? And I think somehow we've gotten this thing all messed up, you know, where everybody has to play the same amount of time. Mm-hmm. Everybody is, you know, I guess supposedly the best player or whatever, you know. And I have no problem with playing the kids. And, you know, we've always tried to play our kids fairly, mm-hmm. right, where everybody gets some decent playing time or whatever. But what I see from some of these coaches is that some of these players only get on the court for like maybe 1 minute the whole game or 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of them, I'm like, dang, I didn't even see that person, you know, at all. But they put them out there for a minute or two, and they take them right back out. So we don't do that. Correct. So we don't do that. So we try our best to play them all. You can't get everybody out there the same amount of time because in sports or whatever, there's winners and losers, and you don't want to always be the loser, right? So, you know, you can't
always win.
Correct. And you can't always win. So this past week, we had a kid, I guess when they beat our team the first time, I don't know, I wasn't there. We were out of town. Right. That's when we went to the birthday party, mm-hmm. right, for the 80th birthday party. Mm-hmm. But on Saturday, one of the kids, he was crying after they got beat because I guess he automatically assumed that they were supposed to win or whatever, you know.
On the other team.
On the other team.
On the other team.
Yes, and that's not life, you know. So you win some and you lose some.
Right.
You know, and that's what I told our kids, that you have to win gracefully and lose gracefully.
No, it doesn't. Right? It does not feel good when you lose. Especially
correct.
Especially when you have a heart for the game.
Correct.
It doesn't feel
yes.
good.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's life. Those are life lessons that they could learn.
That is life lessons.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
They can learn them now.
Yes.
Instead of going out, you know, when they get older.
Yes. So it is. It's great life lessons. And what I always like to say is we don't get paid for this, right? This is all volunteer stuff here. Mm-hmm. So I call it giving back to society, mm-hmm. and hopefully raising up little people to be better people, mm-hmm. you know, when they are adults, mm-hmm. and when they are older, you know, they can focus back on it and say, I learned that life lesson doing youth sports.
Mm-hmm. And then
You don't want kids to feel less than anyone else, mm-hmm. you know. So you do try to treat all of them the same. Mm-hmm. But you got to remember, too, if little Roscoe can't hit the rim with the ball, you know, I mean, you can't leave little Roscoe out on the court.
I mean,
when
little
Roscoe was just standing out
there. Standing out there now.
Right?
He's standing
yeah,
out there.
You're not
going to keep him out on the court. And
correct.
That's a lesson that he could learn.
Correct.
You can't just come and stand out on the court and expect for me
just
to leave
be
you
out there.
There. No.
Correct. Yeah. So, you know, you got to get out there and you got to do your part.
If you're going to be in the ring, fight.
Correct. And one thing that I always tell all of our kids is this. I ask them at the end of the game, did you do the best that you can do? So what that really means is your skill level might not be what little Susie's skill level
right.
is, right? Mm-hmm. But did you do the best that you can do? But your best isn't just standing out on the court.
No. That's no
and
best.
Watching
no.
the game go by,
no.
right? And you are out there like you are on a tennis match.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not on a tennis match, bro. You're part of the game.
Mm-mm.
So you have to get up and down the court, mm-hmm. you know, you might not be the best shooter, but you at least got to be able to play some type of defense, you know, because it is a team sport, right? And nobody should have to carry your load.
Yeah, because
so that's what we have to get away from.
A team is no better than their weakest player.
That's right. Yep, the team is no better than their weakest link. So only you know if you did the best that you could do. So we have to get away from this stuff about everybody's equal, everybody's got to play the same amount of time. Yeah, let's do that. But if little Roscoe is just standing on the court and not playing the game, okay, why would you leave little Roscoe out there?
That's right.
So that's a disservice to little Roscoe,
exactly.
Right? Because you're just saying, hey, yes, you paid your $60 to come and play or whatever. I don't know how much it is, actually. Right. I'm just throwing that number out there. But you've got to be a participant. You know, you got to participate. You got to come to practice. You got to put the work in. And you got to do the best that you can do. And that's all that we ask of our kids. And I guess that's why we have been so successful over there, because we try to teach them the game of basketball, which mimics the game of life, you know? So you got to work hard at it. You got to train hard at it. And then you will be recognized, right?
And then you're not going to be the best at everything on the court.
No, you're not.
Like you're gonna,
So you might not be the best shooter, but what we preach is defense. If you can at least play defense, and you got to remember too, even I know we were supposed to be talking about the shoes there, and I guess we'll probably get that next week. But with that, I guess we can do a preamp to that, the role of people. Right, so next week we'll be talking about these shoes that sold for $8 million, but that one guy, Michael Jordan, he didn't do that by himself. He was not the whole team of the Chicago Bulls. He had role players. You know, he had Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, John Paxton. You know, all of these people played a role.
They contributed.
And without them, you know, he wouldn't have been winning all those championships because he couldn't beat five players by himself.
Exactly.
So everybody had a role to play. You know, even with Dennis Rodman, one of the best rebounders in league history or whatever, you know, and I would say, you know, defense, he played good defense too. So he had a role. You know, and I don't think his shoes sold for $8 million, but that's just something else. But we'll talk about that on next week. But to wrap up with the youth sports and the directions that we are going in, you know, it's just that I have no problem once again with the kids. It's just that if you're on the court, you have to put the work in. And I'm not saying that you have to be just like little Roscoe, but at least just do the best that you can do. And don't get on the court and stand out there and say, well, I was only on the court for 3 minutes in that quarter or 10 minutes in that half or whatever, because I think we played 10-minute quarters or whatever. But, I mean, you at least got to go up and down the court. That's all we ask, you know?
Yeah.
So
I think you should add something at the end of the basketball game from now on to each kid. I think you should write like a letter to each kid. I think that's what you should do.
Okay. I'll let you write the letter to each kid then.
I'm
not writing no letters.
Oh, wow.
No, I talk to them after each game, but I'm not writing no letters, though. Yeah. I mean, I tell them all because it's a team sport. And all I ask is, did you do the best that you can do?
Okay.
And if they say yes, then I'm good with that.
Okay.
If they say no, then I say, hey, on the next practice, we got to work on getting you to the best that you can be. And that's it. So the best way, in my opinion, for youth sports to go forward is to treat the kids that way, meaning that, hey, did you do the best that you can do? And if they say yes, like I said, that's how I like to handle it. You got anything else on it?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, I think that is a good wrap-up. But
yeah.
We'd like to see you guys back on next week. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us on this week. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Remember, we'll be praying for you. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
Peace and blessings. Until next time. Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram. Just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace and blessings. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.